After the Sabres announced Ruff's firing on Twitter, General Manager Darcy Regier said Tuesday night's 2-1 loss at home to the Winnipeg Jets was, quote, the tipping point. With 16 years behind the Sabres bench, Ruff and Regier made up the longest coach-GM combination in pro sports, and Regier termed their conversation as extremely difficult.
But, you know, this is professional sports. He understood it. He was extremely professional. It's a tough day.
After missing the playoffs three of the last five seasons and a disappointing 6-10-1 start this season, fan frustration has been growing, and the boos rained down during the last home game. Regier says, unfortunately, the coach pays the price for something that has many sides.
I'll start with I'm a part of it. The players are a part of it. There's really no one in the organization. You can go to the scouting staffs, pro, amateur. Everyone here feels responsible.
Despite talk of the players forcing him out, Regier said Ruff didn't lose the team.
He came to the bus. They left at 3 o'clock. He addressed the group. The group got off the bus, shook his hand, some hugs.
Starting tonight in Toronto against the Maple Leafs, Rochester Americans coach Ron Ralston will be behind the Sabres bench.
He will be the interim for the rest of the season. And it will provide him and us an opportunity to get to know each other. And assuming things go well, he will have an opportunity to become the head coach.
Regier says he believes the players will respond to the change, and he says Ruff will be remembered as a great coach. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.